There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's Ishan welcoming you to 929, the weekly podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace. This is the podcast that serves you some Monday morning inspiration and advice to help you win the week ahead. Don't forget to listen right to the end, because in 9 minutes' time, I've got an offer from Fiverr that could make your week that bit better in whatever you're trying to achieve. Today, I'm talking to Anthony Viliotti, Director of Finance at Sony Music, and a comedian.
So doing both of these jobs provides a hybrid and more value-add experience to my life versus the alternative of doing one or the other, or both in isolation.
Anthony believes that we should all be viewing our life as an enterprise.
Viewing your life as an enterprise will unlock potential and unlock opportunity that you would not otherwise have if you viewed your life as a series of distinct facets.
Let's get into it with Anthony Viliotti. I'm very interested in this idea of viewing your life as an enterprise. What does that mean?
So viewing your life as an enterprise, from my perspective, it's having all these various facets and realms of your life and kind of viewing them in silos. Viewing your life as an enterprise, like, tears down the silos and sees everything as an interrelated, interconnected, like, operation. But I think the first step is, like, tearing down the walls between all these different realms and allowing them to mix together, because then you'll be able to try it, and then you can, like, put up maybe an eighth of a wall where it makes sense. Like, work in finance can have impacts on your career in comedy and vice versa, and any other hobbies or any other things you have going on, they all can play a role in each other, and you can grab value from each and put them into each other. And it's something that it took me a while, because I used to work at, like, a very conservative, like, public accounting firm, and so I would always want to, like, hide, like, my comedy life from my corporate life and have it very separate, like, night and day. But then I was like, what if, like, I can use some of the, like, professional lessons I learned in my corporate job, apply them to my comedy life, take some of the more interpersonal and creative skills that I've gained from comedy, bring them into my corporate life. And so it, like, things can mutually benefit each other if you don't keep them separate.
Talk to us about your career journey so far. How have you got to where you're at today?
So I started at Ernst & Young. I started working at Ernst & Young right out of college. I interned there. I always knew I wanted to do something media and entertainment. Like, I feel like the creative bug was always in me, and I thought I could satisfy it by being tangentially involved in the corporate side. And so I knew I wanted to go work in media and entertainment, so I left Boston and went to New York, still at Ernst & Young, and then worked in their media and entertainment practice for, like, 2 or 3 years. Sometime in 2019 is when I started doing stand-up, and it happened completely, like, against any of my, like, goal. Like, someone just messaged me on Instagram and was like, hey, do you want to do this, like, comedy festival? And I'm like, what? Like, me? And then I did it, and then I just, like, loved it. And I found it, like, relatively easy to, like, book shows and stuff like that. Simultaneously, I kept going with my corporate career, and then eventually left Ernst & Young, went to Sony Music, where I am currently. And that's been great in that it has fed such different sides of me. It's fed my creative side, because there's so much to do with, like, artist deals, label deals, stuff like that from a finance perspective, but also, like, just learning about it.
Why do you think the person contacted you out of the blue? Had you flirted with the idea of doing comedy before? Were you just the funny person in the bar? You know, what happened?
So I guess I was a little bit misleading. I know exactly why. I used to have this podcast. podcast. I used to have this podcast called Ms. The Podcast, where I would just talk about things that made me miserable. And, like, I would interview people about, like, what made them miserable and, like, what they hated. And, like, just, like, we just get on air and, like, talk about everything we hate. This person, like, I guess via the algorithm found it and was like, hey, you want to do stand-up? But, like, when I tell you I had this podcast, like, I recorded it, like, on my phone. Like, it was such a, like, bootleg operation. There was, like, nothing going. Like, I'd not taken seriously whatsoever. So I was, like, shocked to have somebody like actually be like, hey, do you want to do stand up?
In terms of viewing your life as an enterprise, because it's an idea that I really buy into. For someone listening, what advice would you give them in terms of beginning to even understand or work out what their enterprise might be?
Yeah, I think the first step is like remove all fear, or like not all fear, but like within reason, like don't be afraid to incorporate some elements of different silos into each other. So like in this example, like maybe in your next presentation or maybe in your next, you know, call with your boss or your clients, like maybe showcase a little bit more pieces of your personality. Maybe like, or maybe it's not comedy. Maybe it's a different hobby and you can like really, really showcase that. Like it's just going to depend on your situation. But I think the first step is like tearing down the walls between all these different realms and allowing them to mix together, because then you'll be able to try it and then you can like put up maybe an eighth of a wall where it makes sense, or like, okay, maybe this topic specifically is something I really can't talk about at work, but like the rest of them I can, you know what I mean? So it's like kind of allowing yourself to try it and to intermingle different aspects of your life and then learning what works and learning what doesn't.
And in terms of Anthony's enterprise, do you envisage that there's more things that might be added to your big portfolio of stuff, or is this where you're at the moment?
I do. So, and this kind of gets into another thing that I think we're going to talk about too, is I have always wanted to, and this is perhaps unsurprising, like get into like actually creating music. Like, I work at a record label. I've always wanted to work at a record label. I love music. I've always wanted to get into it. And so just recently, I've started, like, booking studio time with a couple people and, like, just getting in there and, like, creating music. And so I think that, like, I feel like I've done all these things to try to, like, satisfy my creative, like, taste. But, like, you have to try, like, everything to find out, like, what actually will be the most satiating. And so I do think that that is going to be something that you'll see soon, I hope.
What's interesting is comedy kind of, as we've discussed, kind of found you, and your actual dream of potentially wanting to sing and release music may well be coming true, and your life has panned out that way. If someone has a dream, but they're kind of yet to act on it, what would you say to them?
And this is where I thought this was going to go. And I am like, just so regretful that it took me this long to like A, even pursue comedy, because that wasn't until I was like 27. And now with this music, like I'm about to be 30. Like, but like, and there's no reason why it couldn't have been done before. Like, it could have been explored like so long ago. I think I was honestly just like afraid / embarrassed / unsure of myself to like, I don't want to use this phrase, but like come out as being like interested in this stuff. So, and again, that's kind of like ripping down the fear, removing self-doubt, removing embarrassment, and just like going for it and living it, because you can't get this time back. And I wish I had started like years ago. So I would say get on it.
Anthony, thank you so much for your time on 929.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
What's made an impression on you from this chat with Anthony? Will you start applying some skills and knowledge from something you do outside work to your current role? Or will you be more open to what your side hustle might be bringing you? Here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners to this podcast 20% off their next order when you use the discount code podcast22 at fiverr.com. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thanks so much for listening. Hit follow, and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.